This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time. But let's make all the stops along the way.
I'm going to let it play right to the end today. Carry on, Frank.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man says one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy.
Yeah, as I said, I thought I'd just let Frank Sinatra play the whole track for you this morning. But good morning. It's Friday again, and I hope you're listening on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM on your Steam radio when you're listening, of course, to Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you live at a Studio One. Studio One, where the heck's that? Well, it's in the centre of the city of Hastings in the province of where? Hawke's Bay, of course, in New Zealand. And I am here now until noon today bringing you a selection of easy jazz tunes. Although, I've got to tell you, I have thrown a couple of blues numbers in later in the show. Okay, so how's the week been, okay? Well, here in Hawke's Bay, we've had strong winds and quite a lot of rain, but no major flooding or problems. Tomorrow, of course, is Anzac Day. So make sure you're wrapped up warm, you and the children, when you go down to morning parade. Okay, well, let's get the show off the road, shall we? Regular listeners will know that the last tune I played last week, which we didn't get all of, always is the first tune of the new week. But I forgot to say, didn't I? If you're not listening on your Steam radio, you could be listening to our live stream, because Radio Hawke's Bay can be heard all over the world because of our live stream. And I'll tell you more about that later on. Okay, this first tune. No Other Love, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein for a musical called Me and Juliet. No, not Me and Juliet. Me and Juliet. That was in 1953. Perry Como recorded the song in the same year of 1953. And he did it for RCA Victor Records. So for your listening pleasure, my dear friends, please enjoy the smooth voice of Mr. Perry Como as he sings, No Other Love Have I.
Other love have I, only my love for you, only the dream we knew, no other love. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me, into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me, set me free. Into your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love. In your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love.
There you go, that was Mr. Perry Como, 1953 recording of a song called No Other Love Have I. Now, Peggy Lee had a massive hit in 1952 with her version of the song Lover, which was written by the Gershwin Brothers. I'm bringing you that track right now. As I say, it was a massive hit for Peggy Lee. So here she is with that big hit. She's backed by the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra, and the recording was made and was released by Decca Records. Here is Miss Peggy Lee with the song Lover.
You breathe.
She had a fine pair of pipes, didn't she? Eh? Peggy Lee, massive recording artist, composer, arranger, producer, and everything else. Anyway, she recorded that song, Lover, back in 1952 for Decca Records, and that was the one I just played for you. And the backing orchestra was that of Gordon Jenkins. Now, I'm a Fool to Want You is a 1951 song. It was composed by Frank Sinatra, Jack Wolfe, and Joel Herron. Frank Sinatra co-wrote the lyrics, and the song was released as a Columbia Records single. Now, the 1951 release, the backing orchestra was that of Alex Stordahl. And there's some heavenly voices thrown in there as well. Now, I'm playing that 1951 recording for you. Frank did record the song again in 1957 with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, but without heavenly voices. The reason I'm playing the early one is it's because the one that you may not have ever heard, because the 1957 version was a bigger hit than the 1951 version. And that 1957 song, Frank, is so emotional. Anyway, without further ado, please listen to the lyrics. Don't forget, Frank Sinatra co-wrote some of these lyrics. Listen to the lyrics, and the lyrics make the song. So, Frank Sinatra, Alex Stordahl, Heavenly Voices with I'm a Fool to Want You.
I'm a
to want you. I'm a fool to want you, to want a love that can't be true, a love that's there for others too. I'm a fool to hold you, such a fool to hold you, to seek a kiss not mine alone, to share a kiss the devil has known. Come the time when I would need you, and once again these words I'd have to say, take me back, I love you. Pity me, I need you. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong,
okay, now, that was the 1951 recording that Frank Sinatra did with the Alex Stordahl Orchestra and the Heavenly Voices back in 1951. If you listen to the lyrics, you might be like a lot of people and think, ah, well, did Frank write those lyrics or help to write those lyrics because of Ava Gardner? The answer is no, he didn't. He hadn't even started to go out with Ava Gardner at the time he wrote that. It is more likely, I think, that the lyrics were written by Frank about his problem, that his wife Nancy, his first wife Nancy, he had his eye on Ava Gardner, and Nancy wouldn't give him a divorce. Strict Catholics, well, wouldn't give him a divorce. And if you listen to the lyrics, you can really imagine that Frank was sort of saying, you know, I'm a fool to want you, but I do. But then, you know, there are times that come when I need you, and then I love you again. So anyway, I shall play, at a later date, I'll play you the 1957 recording, which is more emotional without the Heavenly Voices. Now, Woody Herman, he was born in 1913, passed away in 1987, an American jazz clarinetist, saxophonist, singer, and big band leader. He always called his groups the Herd, and he came to prominence in the late 1930s, but was still active in conducting and recording until his death in 1987. His bands quite often played music that was a little bit experimental, but their recordings received numerous Grammy nominations, and they did win 3 Grammys for Woody Herman. And eventually, Woody Herman got a Lifetime Achievement Award. I have a 1977 recording of Woody Herman on soprano sax, Roland Hanna on piano, Al Viola on guitar, George Mraz on bass, and a man called Candido on the congas. And they're going to bring us this great, great standard that I'm sure you'll enjoy and you know very well. Here's Woody Herman with a little group bringing us Body and Soul.
Thank you.
Yeah, how do you think that went? I thought it went brilliantly. Small group, 1977. Woody Herman was on the soprano sax. Roland Hanna first started off on the piano, then went to the vibes. Al Viola was on guitar, George Maras on bass, and Candido on the congas. And the tune, of course, was Body and Soul. Now, I know a lady down in Queenstown in the South Island who has over 800 versions of Body and Soul on CD. And she's increasing that all the time. I've actually sent her a couple over the years. But anyway, that was Woody Herman and his little band there with Body and Soul. I didn't go through who wrote it because it was written by quite a few people and I didn't want to waste the time. Okay, so if you're wondering where this music is coming from, let me tell you, it's coming from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And the program is called Easy Jazz with John Redman, that's me. And all the music you hear comes from my own personal music collection. I'm here until noon, live. You can get this program, of course, on Spotify. If you just go onto Spotify and type in Easy Jazz, my programs will come up. I'm also on iTunes and various other things. Okay, let's move on now. A man called Ahmad Jamal was born Frederick Russell Jones in 1930. And Mr. Jones, or Mr. Jamal, died in 2023. He was an American jazz pianist, composer, band leader, and he was also a music educator. For 60 years, Ahmad was one of the most successful small groups in jazz. He won so many different things. He was a National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master. He won a Lifetime Achievement Grammy for his contributions to jazz, and it goes on and on and on. Now, I'm going to play you a 1958 live recording where Ahmad Jamal is on the piano with Israel Crosby on bass and Vernell Fournier is on the drums. Now, this was actually recorded at the Spot Life Club in Washington, D.C. in 1958. The tune is quite up-tempo, as it should be, and enjoy this one. It's Ahmad Jamal's arrangement of that great musical tune called The Surrey with a Fringe on Top. I said it'd go at a pace, and here you go. Thank you. Now, that only lasted for 2 minutes and 35 seconds, but it was so good, I really wished it had gone on for a bit longer. And I did say that the tune was up-tempo, and great arrangement there by Ahmad Jamal. The Surrey with the Fringe on top. Yes, wonderful. I just love that. That's a brilliant recording. It really is a brilliant recording. Now, I did say, my dear friends, that I was going to sort of do something different, and I'm going to bring you a couple of blues numbers just for a change. Now, local listeners may know that a new blues club has just opened in Napier, and they're going to play at the Paisley Stage, which moved from Carlisle Street to Hastings Street. I don't have a great deal of information, but I think they're going to be there every 2 weeks. I'm not too sure. But anyway, it's going to be a new blues club in Napier. Anyway, here's my first one. This is T-Bone Walker and his band with a tune he wrote and recorded in 1948. Now, this tune started as a blues tune, but it eventually became a jazz standard as well. So here's the original, if you like, the original manuscript for T-Bone Walker and his band with this tune called Call It Stormy Monday.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray.
T-Bone Walker, 1948 recording of a song he wrote called Call It Stormy Monday. There's some great recordings of that by other people, but that's the original, folks. Here's another one, a recording made in 1946 by a man called Major Merriweather, and he's going to sing a tune that he wrote, which is called Chicago Breakdown. Major Merriweather, Chicago Breakdown. I just thought, for a change, John, just put a couple of blues numbers in. That was Major Merriweather singing about a Chicago breakdown, but he's certainly talking about other things in there as well. Let's see if you recognize this one that's coming up right now. See if you can see who is the singer, because the singer also wrote the song. Okay, you've got to listen carefully. See if you know who this is.
Thank you.
difficult question that was. Just thought some of you blues lovers out there might know. That was a song called Evening Sun, written by a man called Johnny Shines. Okay. How about this one? I bet you'll recognise this particular one straight away as soon as you hear the voice. And I'll tell you, the man who sings also plays the piano. And he's blind. But have a listen to a song that he wrote.
The Lord boy can't help but feel the blue. Get out.
I guess you knew that was Ray Charles. And it was a 1950 recording of a song he wrote called I'm Just a Lonely Boy. And he did the piano and the vocals. Oscar Moore was on the guitar and Johnny Miller was on the bass. And, of course, Oscar and Johnny were Nat King Cole's guitarist and bass player at the time as well. Obviously, Nat King Cole wasn't doing much recording when Oscar and Johnny did that for Ray Charles. Anyway, I just thought, oh, come on, just chuck them in, see whether or not they go down. But we're going to go back to easy listening jazz right now, my friends. Once Upon a Summertime is an album by Blossom Dearie. It was released in 1959 by Verve Records. Blossom Dearie on this track was on the vocals and the piano. Mondello was on guitar. Ray Brown was on the bass. Ed Thigpen was on drums. And I invite you now to listen to Blossom and Mundell, Ray and Ed, and enjoy the group as they bring us a song written by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee, which is called It Amazes Me.
My height, just average. My weight, just average. And my IQ is like you'd estimate, just average. But evidently, he does not agree. Consequently, if I seem at sea, it amazes me. It simply amazes me. What he sees in me dazzles me, dazes me. Soften my ways. These are ordinary things, unworthy of praise. Yet he praises me.
Singer and pianist was Blossom Dearie. Monday Love was on guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Ed Thigpen's on the drums. And they brought us Blossom's arrangement of a tune called It Amazes Me. Well, Blossom Dearie amazes me. I mean, not only was she a gifted singer and pianist, she was also a great composer, a great arranger, and she also had, at one time, her own recording company called Daffodil Records. Yes, a lady. A lot of people say, oh, I don't like Blossom Dearie. She's got a little girl's voice. Keep listening, and you'll find that that little girl's voice will certainly make a change of mind. Okay, now let's, where are we going now? Oh, yeah, I know where we're going now. George Benson, you know the guitarist George Benson? He was out, not playing, but he was actually in a club having a drink, and there was a young guitarist who was playing. And George Benson thought he was so good, and he went across and talked to this young man and said, you know, you should be playing a little bit more professionally and doing records. And that young man did. The young man was called Wilbert Longmire. Now, he didn't actually get, obviously, anywhere near the status of George Benson, but he did record an album for Columbia Records in 1980, which they called With All My Love. Unfortunately, Wilbert died in 2018. He was only 67. But from the album I mentioned, have a listen to the track where Wilbert Longmire is on guitar with the Bob James Band, and they're going to bring us a tune that Bob James wrote. I'm just going to say, if my voice seems to go away, I've got the CD players to my right, the deck in front of me, but the microphone is to the left. So when I go to start something on the CD players, I have to move away from the microphone. So anyway, having said that, here's Wilbert Longmire on guitar with the Bob James Band with a tune called Hawkeye. And it's typical Bob James arrangement. We'll be right back. Yeah, I said that was a typical Bob James arrangement, and typical for the type of music that he arranged back in the 1980s. Bob was on the electric piano, which is an instrument that he played practically all the time he recorded in the 1980s. But, of course, the guitarist who did extremely well was this guy called Wilbert Longmire. The tune was called Hawkeye. Now, hang on. Excuse me. Got the frog. You may have been waiting for new sport and weather. But I don't stop for that, do I? I continue on right the way through, my dear friends. Now, the next track I've got for you comes from a jazz album called Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. And it was released in January 1963. Impulse Records were the people who did it. And from that album, please enjoy Duke Ellington on piano, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Aaron Bell on bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. And they are going to perform for us one of Duke Ellington's well-known tunes, a tune which is called In a Sentimental Mood. Remember, Ellington is on the piano.
Thank you.
tune was one written by Duke Ellington called In a Sentimental Mood. And on that track, Duke Ellington played the piano. John Coltrane was on tenor sax, Aaron Bell on bass, and Elvin Jones was the man on the drums. And the track comes from an Impulse Records album called it's called Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. And, quite a different sort of combination, but a great combination. And that particular album did extremely well back in the early 1960s. Okay, so you are listening to this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redmond, coming to you live today, every Friday live when I'm here. And I'm in Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, Radio Hawke's Bay, let me just give you a little bit of information on Radio Hawke's Bay. We've been going now for 31 years. We initially were called Radio Kidnappers, but about 3-odd years ago, we decided to rebrand and we became Radio Hawke's Bay. We're located in a studio in the heart of the city of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. We broadcast 24 hours a day. We never close. We have two radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But we do go out around the world through our live stream. Now, how do you get our live stream? It's simple. You have to take your smart device, whatever it is, find a search engine and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And if you click on that and it opens, by magic, our website comes up. Now, if you look at the top right-hand side, you'll see a little bit there that says live. If you click on that, you can hear whatever is being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at the same time that you clicked on it. Everything you need to know is on the website. You can find, for example, what programs are on at what time each day. If there are repeats of the program, there's information about the broadcasters. And there's a podcast system whereby if you missed an episode or one of your favorite programs, you can, by going to the website and following the instructions, you can actually bring that program up and you can listen to it. See, we're not a hit radio station here. We're really, really with it. Okay. Let's get back to some music. Viva Duets is a Columbia Records studio album that features Tony Bennett, the late Tony Bennett. It was released in October 2012. And from that album, I picked a track where Tony Bennett is singing with a Mexican singer called Talia. And together, they're going to sing a song that was first heard in a film called Swing Time, when it was sung in that movie by Fred Astaire. It was composed by Jerome Kern, and the lyrics were written by Dorothy Fields. The name of that song is The Way You Look Tonight. And for your listening pleasure, here is a recording of it with Tony Bennett and the Mexican lady singer called Talia.
Cuando me sienta tan mal, cuando no haya paz, pensaré en tu amor en la manera en que esta noche tú te ves.
Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change.
Keep that breathless charm.
Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart.
Yes, a brisa. Risa de mar, llena mi corazón. Oh, never, never change.
Keep that breathless charm.
Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love. Just the way you look tonight.
Just the way.
Okay, the singer's there. Obviously, the late Tony Bennett with a Mexican lady called Talia. The recording comes from a Columbia Records album called Viva Duets. And Tony and Talia sang for us the Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields tune, The Way You Look Tonight. Remember, it was written for a film called Swing Time. And I don't know how many times I've said, oh, on this show of mine, the first person to sing it was Fred Astaire. So many jazz standards were first sung by Fred Astaire in films. Moving on. Take the A-Train. Jazz standard written by Billy Strayhorn. And that became the signature tune of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. In 1976, the 1941 recording of Take the A-Train by Duke Ellington Orchestra that went out on Victor Records was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Now, I have got that famous recording, ready on CD player number one for you. So why don't you enjoy the Billy Strayhorn tune, Take the A-Train, the 1941 recording by Duke Ellington and his orchestra, which, as I said, is now in the Hall of Fame. Sound familiar? Yep. And no wonder that recording was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. That was in 1976, by the way. But you just heard the original 1941 recording of Take the A-Train, written by Billy Strayhorn, who wrote lots and lots of music for Duke Ellington. But that was the Duke Ellington and his orchestra's original 1941 recording. Now, Lena Horne, she was born in 1917 and she died in 2010. She was an American singer, actress, dancer, and also she was a civil rights activist. Her career was over 70 years. And it covered film, television, and theater. In 1988, Lena Horne recorded an album called The Men in My Life. And the two men in her life on that particular album were Joe Williams and Sammy Davis Jr. Now, from the album, The Men in My Life, I have selected a track where Lena Horne and Joe Williams sing for us a song written by Rodney Jones, which is called I Won't Leave You Again. So, Lena Horne, Joe Williams, I Won't Leave You Again.
Stay, baby, stay.
please don't leave.
I want to stay.
Wasn't that a lovely recording? Yeah. Joe Williams together with Lena Horne. Recording was made in 1988. And that track, the song I Won't Leave You Again, comes from a 1988 studio album recording called The Men in My Life. Nice laid-back, easy jazz, wasn't it? Okay, Day by Day. It's a song that was written by Alex Stordahl and Paul Weston. They wrote the music, and Sammy Cahn wrote the lyrics. I mentioned earlier on when I played a track, the last track I played by Frank Sinatra. He was with Alex Stordahl and his orchestra. Frank Sinatra recorded Day by Day on August the 22nd, 1945, with the Alex Stordahl Orchestra. And that's the track I've got ready to play for you right now. In 1946, this recording, made in 1945, of Day by Day, was at the top of all the charts in the USA. So, have a listen. Frank Sinatra, Stordahl Orchestra, with Day by Day.
I'm falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years. Day by I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
the recording itself, Day by Day by Frank Sinatra with Alex Strawdahl's orchestra, is a piece of the period that it was written and recorded in. You know, sweet music, because it is a ballad. If I don't know if Frank actually, I think he probably would have recorded it again. In 1945, when he recorded it, his voice hadn't really developed into that smooth, you know, unbeatable style that it had reached after he started playing in clubs, singing in clubs, you know, and he reached that in the 50s. But anyway, it was Frank Sinatra, and I know many of you will have been quite happy to listen to that. T for Two, Picture You. 1924 song composed by Vincent Newmans and Irving Caesar. In 1954, Oscar Peterson on the piano with Herb Ellis on guitar and Ray Brown on bass. How many times do I say Ray Brown on bass on this show? He was a prolific double bass man who recorded for a lot of people. Anyway, go back to a 1954 recording featuring Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. This went out on Verve Records. And the tune, as I mentioned right at the beginning, it's a favorite of mine, actually. And I like the way it was sung way back by a lady called Anita O'Day, who did a live recording of it at a jazz festival. And she was so high on drugs afterwards, she couldn't even remember that she'd sung it. The tune is T for Two. Thank you. Yeah, I'd recognise that it was Oscar Peterson on the piano because he's just so recognisable. Great pianist he was. That was Two for Two, played by Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and that comes from a recording made for Verve Records in 1954. Well, we have about 19 minutes left before we come to the end of the show. In 1944, Billy Eckstein, with his orchestra, recorded a song written by Billy Eckstein for Vogue Records. Vogue, V-O-G-U-E, Records. And the tune is called I Stay in the Mood for You. And it's coming up right now. Billy Eckstein with his orchestra with Billy's song I Stay in the Mood for You.
I stay in the mood for you, 'cause I just can't help myself. I stay in the mood for you, 'cause I just can't help myself. You're always fooling around, giving my love to somebody else. I stay in the mood for you, and I see you everywhere I go. I stay in the mood for you, and I see you everywhere I go. If something soon don't happen, my heart will break out. You've got a new kind of loving, it sure makes a man feel blue. You've got a new kind of loving, it sure makes a man feel good. You just got that certain something, now I hope I'm understood. You said that you loved me, said that you'd be true. Now you're telling strangers I was just some fool you knew. But I stay in the mood for you, 'cause I just can't help myself. Come back to me, pretty baby, I'm tired of sleeping by myself.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it? That track was actually recorded in 1944. And it's certainly stood, you know, the test of time, that one. Billy Eckstein was a singer, and he was backed by his orchestra. And they recorded that for Vogue Records in 1944. I Stay in the Mood for You. I Cried for You. Yeah, I did. I Cried for You was written by Gus Arnheim and Abe Lyman with lyrics by Arthur Freed. And it was introduced by Abe Lyman and his orchestra in 1923. I haven't got a recording from 1923, but what I do have is a recording of I Cried for You made by Woody Herman and his herd in 1957. Yep. And the trombonist you will hear on this track is a guy called Bill Harris. So, for you, dear friends, here we have Woody Herman and his herd. If you were at the beginning of the program, you remember I said that Woody Herman always called his orchestras, his band, The Herd, and he had different herds. This is the herd he had in 1957. The tune is I Cried For You. Yes, that was Woody Herman and his herd from 1957, and they brought us the tune I Cried For You, written in 1923. God, seems ages ago. Well, it is ages ago, isn't it? And as I say, the trombonist you heard was a man called Bill Harris. Okay, let's move on to the next track, and this is a tune written in 1933 by Harold Arlen and Ted Koehler for a film called Let's Fall in Love. And guess what? That's the name of the tune that I'm going to play for you right now. But this recording was made in 1946 by Louis Prima and his band. So stand by, Louis Prima and his band. From 1946 with the 1933 composition called Let's Fall in Love. Let's Fall in Love. That was... No, we don't want any more of that one. Yeah, Let's Fall in Love. Hang on, get to the right. That's it, Joe. Get it right, boy. Let's Fall in Love, yes. 1946, that tune was recorded. And it was written in 1933. And Louis Prima and his orchestra actually played that for us. Completely different from most of Louis Prima's recordings. They were more sort of a little bit sort of Latin involved, but, you know, obviously Louis Prima's orchestra played non-Latin stuff as well. And I think they did a very good version there of Let's Fall in Love. I really do. I really am so sincere. Who used to say that? Some Canadian guy. Anyway, we're rapidly getting down to the end of the show for this week. So what I'll probably do is say my goodbyes now and then let the last tune run on until we finish. And, of course, you know that this next tune will be the first tune next week. You know that, eh? And we'll be in May by then. Gee, where's the year? I don't know where the year's gone. Oh, God, we've had some weird weather, haven't we, here in Hawke's Bay? Pretty chilly out there this morning, I must admit. And, of course, in the studio here, you can't have any heating in here, so it's a bit chilly in here too. OK, I want you guys to remember that it is autumn with winter approaching rapidly. And it gets dark early, and with the rain, the roads can be quite slick. So watch your driving, watch your braking, and just take care. Just look after yourselves. Watch out for idiots. there are still idiots on the road. I mean, I followed someone this morning who had the left indicator going probably for, oh, God, at least 20 minutes. But, and, you know, they'd obviously indicated left at one stage and hadn't returned the stick to neutral. And I know if you're going out today, this day, for goodness sake, if you're going to Hastings, stand by for long delays, because coming over to Hastings this morning from Napier, I sat in a queue of traffic on Marine Parade for about 27 minutes. Just be careful out there. Remember to love the ones who love you, because they'll love you back. Let's go out with a little bit of Miles Davis. This is a 1953 recording by the trumpeter and composer Miles Davis, and it's a tune he wrote called Compulsion. He's got Sonny Rollins, Charlie Parker, both on tenor saxes, Walter Bishop on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. A little bit of Miles Davis and his group with Compulsion. And God bless you all. See you next week. God willing.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.